The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel and Danielle Sommerfeld from First Alliance Credit Union. Good morning.
Good morning.
Familiar faces.
Yeah, glad to be back.
But maybe you should. Maybe we should reintroduce Danielle, since it's been a while since we've spoken with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Danielle. If you weren't listening before, she was on our episodes 15 and 16, that where we went over different budgeting things, and she gave us some amazing insights on how to be a better budgeter. So I have brought her back with me today to share some more tidbits.
Okay. Well, last time we met, we talked about debt, managing debt, debt consolidation, that sort of business.
Yes.
What is the topic this week?
So this week, we are going to be talking about a topic that most people have considered doing, but few people actually take action on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Leading up to it. Yeah, so usually, and this is the thing, they don't take the action that they should because it feels like this really cumbersome process to complete. But once you really get a good feel for what the steps actually are to complete this, it's really easy and really not that bad and might take you an hour tops, honestly.
Okay, you've teased us enough.
I've teased you. And that topic is switching your bank account to a better provider.
Oh.
Yes.
Very good. So yeah. I guess maybe we'll start with what are some of the reasons why somebody might switch from one financial institution to another?
Yeah. So, I mean, the big one that probably pops into most people's minds is going to be customer service, right? You get bad customer service, and that's when you stop using something. You know, that's usually the blanket argument. But very few people actually leave their financial institution, the place they like to shop, whatever it is, because of poor customer service.
We complain about it,
but you don't actually change, right? The top reason that people end up switching bank accounts to another financial institution is because they're moving.
Oh, sure.
Right? So whether you're just moving to a new town or a new part of the city, the branch or, you know, that you frequented the most or just isn't working out for you anymore, or you've moved completely new states, and it's sometimes, while there's a lot of technology available now that you can pretty much do your banking from anywhere with online and mobile banking, things like that,
there's still things
where you want that physical branch. So moving is a big reason people switch financial institutions. But a couple other ones that people, you know, kind of think about a lot are, you know, are you getting charged a lot of high fees on your account? Are the interest rates on loans or the savings accounts that you have effective or low enough for you, where it makes sense for you to stay? So really shopping around.
And you've taught me there are definite differences.
There are big differences.
Yes, there's differences. Yeah.
Especially those fees.
Yes.
Yes.
You gotta watch out for that. Yeah.
I'm glad to see you're learning from this, Andy.
Jenna's been hammering it in my head.
Yeah.
And I do know that many of the products that we've talked about with First Alliance Credit Union, you have no fees.
That's correct. Yeah. We do not charge a lot of the fees that a lot of other financial institutions charge on things like checking accounts, savings accounts. Even the few fees that we do charge for things are typically a lot lower than what you're going to find as well, just because that's part of our service model as a credit union.
Are there some other top reasons that are out there for people to actually make the move?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So another big one is getting married.
Life changes.
Life changes. Okay. You know, opening a joint account or some kind of, or a divorce, getting separate accounts again. You know, those are it's also a good one if you go on the other end of the spectrum. But just another big one that people don't really necessarily think about, but it kind of goes into that poor customer service feel that you get, is they just don't have the products and services that you're looking for to manage your finances the way that you want to. And while most financial institutions are going to offer a lot of the same products and services, loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, there are differences between a lot of those things too, and how you are able to access those depending on the financial institution.
Well, a lot of, I would say almost everybody's got some sort of online banking now.
Right.
But I know First Alliance Credit Union has a rather robust.
Very robust, yeah. And
system
some don't.
For doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're looking for a tool that'll help you build a budget within your online banking, we've got that, but another bank down the street might not, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if that's something that's important to you, that's, those are things to consider.
Once again, shop around.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the last kind of big reason people end up really switching accounts or kind of moving their to a new bank or credit union is that they've got accounts all over the place because they did a lot of shopping around and now they've got stuff, you know, one savings account here, a couple loans here, a mortgage over there. They got a checking account somewhere else and they go, this is insane. I need to pick one. Right. And so they'll consolidate that.
That can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. I think I can't remember the statistic off the top of my head, but I'm going to say 80% of the population has multiple accounts at different financial institutions. It's very common.
So let's get the conversation started. Let's say I'm fed up where I'm currently doing my banking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first step?
Well, so you kind of have to consider your options. So one of the biggest parts switching to another financial institution is making sure you understand which one you actually want to switch to. So you want to do some research, understanding what the process is, and figuring out what's the best way to get that switch started. So you'll want to think about what products and services are important to you. So is it the checking account or the savings account that you're looking for that big change? Is it the online or mobile banking that you're looking for? Whatever you feel is most convenient. It could even be the locations, you know. Is First Alliance now closer to your house?
Sure.
So, I mean, we've got new locations coming up. So is it that one of those locations is going to be closer to where you live or where you work? And then finally, can you do an account online? A lot of people prefer to just apply online these days.
Everything is online these days.
Everything. Yeah.
And there's actually a surprising number of financial institutions that do not provide online account opening. And so if that's something that's important to you, your choices are going to be quickly limited.
I imagine that as time goes on, that's going to be a key feature for almost everyone because
I would assume.
Once you do that, you kind of, how come I can't do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So in other words, spend some time thinking about what's important for you.
Absolutely.
Map it out a little bit.
Yeah, and then make sure it makes sense. You know, are there other fees to be considered or different rates on different accounts? You know, some institutions might ask you to do a specific number of transactions on your checking account to earn that higher interest rate. You know, what are the actual details behind those different products and services?
Yeah. And can you meet those? Does that fit with how you currently manage your money? Because if you're, you know, to Danielle's point, if you're looking at a financial institution that does offer some kind of rewards checking, but you don't do the 60 transactions in a month that's required, like you just don't buy that much stuff, then you'll never benefit from those rewards and you might actually end up having to pay a fee. So those are all things to be very careful about. Just because it seems better, you have to make sure that it's still going to be a good fit for how you currently manage your money.
Look past the headline.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Read the fine print.
That's no fun, Jenna. But First Alliance Credit Union, once again, this is the kind of information I can go to the website and easily learn.
Yes.
About your institution.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't see something, just ask us. We'll be very upfront with you.
And I imagine I'm going to ask some people about this too. Is that another one of? Because that's what I always do. I'm looking for somebody to tell me their experiences.
Yeah. You can look to friends and family and ask them kind of what their recommendations are. Maybe they'll say, I bank at First Alliance. You should really come there.
I know two people who give me that recommendation now.
Yeah.
So I guess we take a break. When we get back, we'll talk about what the first steps are once I make up my mind to make the switch.
Yeah.
Danielle Sommerfeld is here. Jenna Tobel's here. I'm Andy Brownell with News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Back in a few seconds.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna Tobel's here and Danielle Sommerfeld from First Alliance Credit Union. And we have been talking about switching your financial institution. We went through some of the steps you should take before you make the decision. Now I'm ready to make the decision and go for it. What are the steps I do now?
Yeah. So first, you're going to want to get organized. So you're going to want to look at your accounts, understand what's coming in and out of your account on a monthly basis. So make sure that you understand what your account history was, if you need any proof of, you know, purchases from any loans that you might have or any dispute charges that you've recently made. Have kind of all that documentation readily available for you before you close the account, because once you do, that information will most likely go away.
Yes.
So also true for bill pay. So if you use the online service for bill pay, make sure you document all the account information from those bill pays so you just have that readily available for you when you open your account with First Alliance and start using our bill pay.
Save yourself a major headache by doing that.
Save yourself a huge headache. Yeah. And then also, too, like any automatic payments. So a lot of people use their debit card now or have payments that are coming into their account. If you have, you know, your payroll or your Social Security, making sure that you understand you need to get that switched over as well so that you continue to make your income on a regular basis.
So yeah. I have this big folder of information at this point, or I put it on a thumb drive, or I have it printed out,
write a list, whatever makes sense for you to keep track of it, just to make sure you don't miss something.
Yeah, because the worst thing would be that if you had an automatic payment coming out of a credit card, and you miss a payment, and who knows what's going to happen regarding that, and you never meant to, even though you've made all your payments in the past, it could just slip through the cracks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So if I had all this information and I'm switching to First Alliance Credit Union and I'm a little bit overwhelmed, is that the kind of thing that you folks can help out with when I open up my accounts?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We've got people that will sit down with you. They'll sit there and help you get enrolled for the online service, get your account open, enroll for the online service, and help you kind of input all that information.
Okay.
And then we have forms that you can take for direct deposit so that we can start getting that payroll switched over, or Social Security, whatever it is that people are receiving.
So a lot of this sounds like when we talked about previously setting up a budget.
Yeah, it
getting
really is.
Getting all that stuff ready.
Yeah, it's really, before you make the switch to a new financial institution, it's really taking time to get a really good view of what you've got coming in and going out. Just like you would if you were trying to set up a budget for the first time. It's taking stock of what you have going on financially and making sure that you don't miss something important.
So if you haven't had your budget set up yet.
Yeah, now's a great time to do it. Absolutely.
Take care of.
Absolutely.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay, I've determined where I want to switch to, and I've got all this documentation ready. I know where the money is coming from and where it's going and what I had previously set up at my previous financial institution. I guess, what's the next step?
Yeah, so your next step is you're going to want to come into one of our locations, or just even just find the location or financial that you want to work with, whether that be opening the account online. And start getting that information completed. Once you open the account, we'll get you your account number, our routing number, and then your debit card information. Once you have all of that, you can start getting all your other items transferred over.
Mm-hmm.
So that information would allow me to set up the online business in order to input all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Any form you're going to fill out where you have something automatically pulled or put into your new account is going to require your account number and the routing number for the financial institution. And then if you have anything set up where you want to make automatic payments using your debit card, obviously you're going to need that debit card information. And one really nice thing that we do at First Alliance is if you're in the branch with us when you open your account, we'll instantly issue that debit card to you, so you don't have to wait that 10 days to have it mailed to you. So you'll walk out with it, so you can get that process rolling a little bit
faster. Start moving right away.
Yeah.
And people always get confused between, you know, the routing thing and mm-hmm. the account number thing. Is
yeah.
Is there an easy way to tell the two apart?
So, yeah. So there's our routing number and the charter for actually Rochester area is 09. So you'll notice a lot of the companies in this area or financials in this area start their routing number with 09.
So if you see that.
If you see that, that's a good indication okay. that's our routing number. Mm-hmm. And that identifies the financial institution. And then your account number identifies your account with that mm-hmm. institution.
So when it goes through all the different systems involved in moving your money around, it reads those numbers and says, okay, well, it's at First Alliance. And then it goes to your account and goes, okay, this is the person we're giving it to. So it's just kind of telling your money sure. where to go. It's kind of a good way to look at it.
Two incredibly important numbers to keep yes. to yourself and hold close.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can share our routing number. It's on our
it is
online
on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep your account number private as possible.
All right. We got that straightened out. Yeah. So I'm going through all this, and I've started the process of making sure my automatic payments are set up and this and that and all sorts of different things. You start to think of all your financial entanglements.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When is it safe to pull the switch and shut off the other one?
Yeah, and that's a very great question. So our advice, or my advice for sure, is to say that's your last step. So you want to make sure you get that new account open, make sure that your direct deposits, your payments, and everything is set up to come out of that new account before you close out your old one. So I would say you could leave it open for a couple weeks,
okay.
making sure that all your payments get processed the way that they should. Excuse me. And then you'll notice that if one payment does maybe come out of your account that you weren't expecting, then you'll know that you need to get that one switched over yet too.
Yeah.
So don't be in a hurry.
Don't be in a hurry.
Yeah. And it's kind of a good rule of thumb to leave, you know, a buffer of money sitting in there. Even after you feel like you have for sure moved everything over and everything's cleared, you know, like Danielle said, a couple weeks, just let it sit there. It's really hard because you just want to hurry up and get this done. But you're going to save yourself a lot of hassle from having bounced checks or, you know, denied payments or, you know, whatever it is, that you just create bigger problems than if you had just waited and left that little bit of money in there just as a safety net.
Just in yeah. case, because
yeah,
I know I'll forget something.
Yeah,
I'll sit there, I'll wake up 3 months later and go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of those types of transactions that don't happen on a monthly basis.
Right.
You know, a lot of people pay their insurance either twice a year or annually. Same thing with taxes.
Yep.
You know, you just have to be mindful of things like that so that don't get missed.
All right. We're talking yeah. about switching financial institutions, all the things you need to think about, how to make that decision to work out best for you. And we're going to continue in just a moment. Jenna Tobel's here along with Danielle Sommerfeld on Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell along with Jenna Tobel and Danielle Sommerfeld from First Alliance Credit Union. And we've been discussing switching financial institutions, the steps you need to take, be aware of, basically how simple the process can be if you
yeah.
follow the steps mm-hmm. we talked about. We did mention earlier about automatic bill pay,
yeah.
online bill pay, and I'm just imagining there's some people that might have gone I'm not sure what you're talking about there when you were talking. We were talking about payees and getting all this information. Yeah. Maybe we could spend a few minutes delving further into what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty much every financial institution within their online banking account, I can't speak for all of them, but I know First Alliance does, and many of the other ones that I've ever experienced have had this service where you basically input all of your bill payment information. So whether it be RPU, charter, your cell phone, you could put your daycare lady in there, whoever it is, but you can basically issue them payment through this system and it puts it all in one spot. So you're not the one having to mail out checks or.
It's a wonderful invention.
It is. You're no longer having to log into all of these different online websites. It pulls all of your information together and consolidates it in one place so you can easily keep track of what bills you've paid, what bills you haven't. Some of them, depending on how up to date the biller's system is, you can have it set up to do automatic payments. Others, that what ends up happening is we cut a check and mail it on behalf of the member. So it's really a beautiful thing.
It's an excellent service.
Yes.
It is.
And some of the payees that you guys can communicate with them and you get your actual bill through this as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
So you didn't have to go searching around for it.
Yeah. I want to say that I get our Minnesota Energy is one that I get directly into our bill pay system. So I don't even get a paper mail of that anymore. I pay it directly. It tells me that it's due, how much I owe, and right there in online banking. Which is also part of our mobile app too. So convenient. Yeah. Actually, really cool. I'm getting really excited about this now.
I love it.
So if you have our mobile app and you use Bill Pay, you can actually go in there and take a picture of the paper bill that you received, and it will put all of that information in there for you, so you're not even having to manually enter that information.
Yes, it creates the contact for you.
That is cool.
It's so cool.
It is very cool.
But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's some bills that we know are the same on a regular basis, so you can set it up to automatically just pull for you every month. Or you log in to either your mobile or your online service and can make adjustments to those payments every single month that's most convenient for you on that time, and then also make sure that it pays your bill in full.
Mm-hmm.
As much control as you want.
Yeah,
that's what you're telling me.
Exactly.
But this is the information. If you're switching institutions, it's crucial to go back and spend a little time pulling those account numbers and addresses and names out of this.
Yes.
Yeah, to make sure that you put them, if you're using the bill pay service at the institution you're currently at and you want to continue to use that at the new institution, make sure that you're pulling all of that so that Minnesota Energy doesn't keep sending your bill to the other financial institution bill pay service.
Well, this can make it seamless if you do your homework on this.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Do you have any horror stories or scenarios where failing to do this might come back and bite you?
Yes. Yeah, so unfortunately, yes. there are members that we talked about leaving a little bit of a cushion in an account. So maybe a member comes in and we've seen this, that they've closed out their account and they have forgotten about their mortgage payment that's automatically coming through. Well, it goes to post and we don't have the funds in that account and we have to return that check item to say that, this account A doesn't have the funds or B has been closed. So then at that point, it kind of sets that member back quite a few days and can really cause some issues for them. So they need to make sure that they're being very due diligent and making sure that they're putting their finances first.
I imagine on the same token, if you failed to notify your direct deposit side of it that funds could be coming into a place where you no longer have an account.
Absolutely. Yeah. We see that a lot, unfortunately, with people with like Social Security. So sometimes it does take a while for that to come in if they go and change the account. So if you close out the account, they will send it back to Social Security and then they'll mail you a check. And we all know sometimes the government can take a little bit of time to get some of that done. So yes, making sure you are getting that switch over as fast as you can to make it as seamless as possible.
Right. So by leaving that old account open for a little while, you weren't sure if there were any errors, you're still going to have access to those funds.
Yes.
And then you know you have a problem, you can get it fixed.
Yeah.
And you can get it directed to where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. And some places do just have, as Danielle said, slower processes for processing those changes. And if you close your account the same day you opened your new one, you're going to be in a world
That's
of hurt
the way we
really
want it,
soon.
Though. I want to go, I know. Click, click.
Right. It'd be so nice.
Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess here that if I go to First Alliance Credit Union's website, I'm going to find a bunch of information about what we just talked about and more.
Absolutely. You are. FirstAllianceCU.com is our website. We've actually have an entire resource page dedicated to how to switch a bank account, which is under our Learn tab, how to switch. And then we also have this really cool switch kit that our members can use to help them keep track of this process that we just talked about and stay organized and make sure you don't forget anything. It has some different kind of steps to take, different forms and worksheets you can use to just make this process go so much easier for you. And then Danielle mentioned it earlier, our member advisors are more than willing to help you get this process started and help keep you organized as well. So
real human beings.
Yeah, take advantage of your resources.
All right. Switching bank accounts. We're going to talk more next week. Danielle's coming back for another program, correct?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'll
be fantastic. Here. More good money moves next Saturday. Danielle, Jenna, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We'll be here. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.